Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected Oklahoma farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Paid for by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of Oklahoma farmers.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry in our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
Well, it's been cold here in Oklahoma. We've seen a little bit of snow and a little bit of everything in the past year. I had the opportunity to catch up with Oklahoma State climatologist Gary McManus to talk about some of the record Arctic blast freezing points that we've seen the past few days.
Lots of record low temperatures going on. You know, this is a, like I said in today's Mesonet ticker, it's the coldest weather we've seen in Oklahoma since February 2021, which is certainly nothing to be hoping for. You know, that deep freeze back in February 2021 was generational cold. This is just a little bit lesser, and it's just, of course, 1 or 2 days, so not quite as bad as that horrible time back then.
Drought also starting to become an issue.
But we are going to see a sharp turnaround, like I said, in those temperatures. The problem is we're very dry across parts of the state, despite the snowfall that we've had. So, you know, if we start to get into, we're very close to February, another couple of weeks we'll be into February, we'll start to see more and more of those cold fronts come through. But we'll also see the warmer weather start to come through. So we are getting at least a little bit closer to that transition point to where we start to enter early spring. You know, it's been a couple of months since we've had a really good rainfall or snowfall across a good part of the state, all across northwestern Oklahoma, up into north central Oklahoma, southwest Oklahoma. We're up to 63 days without at least a quarter inch of rain in a single day, or melted snow, quarter inch of melted snow in a single day. So we are definitely hurting for moisture in that part of the state. You know, as we get into February, it's still the driest part of the year. It can rain, it can snow a lot. Nothing showing up that like that right now.
McManus said we're too far out to tell if much precipitation is on the way, but La Nina has arrived.
Of course, like I said, we can't really tell this far out. What we do know is we finally entered La Nina. You know, it had been threatened and argued about ever since last spring. Oh, we're heading into a La Nina. That brings us warmer and drier than normal conditions during the winter months. Finally, just a couple of weeks ago, the Climate Prediction Center said we are officially in La Nina. It is a very weak La Nina, so the impacts aren't possibly as certain for those warmer and drier than normal conditions. And, you know, it's expected to last through early spring. Again, it's a very weak La Nina, so that doesn't give us any hope for, or I guess it doesn't tilt the odds towards any wetter than normal conditions, at least when you look that far ahead.
To hear my complete conversation with state climatologist Gary McManus, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northeast Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 14th, at OSU Institute of Technology in Okmulgee. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.